I'm a brain scientist, and as a brain scientist, I'm actually interested in how the brain learns. And I'm especially interested in the possibility of making our brains smarter, better, and faster. This is in this context I'm going to tell you about video games. When we say video game, most of you think about children. It's true, 90% of children do play video games. But let's be frank. When the kids are in bed, who is in front of the PlayStation? Most of you. The average age of a gamer is 33 years old, not 8 years old. And in fact, if we look at the projected demographics of video game play, the video game players of tomorrow are older adults. So video games is pervasive throughout our society. It is clearly here to stay. It has an amazing impact on our everyday life. Consider these statistics released by Activision. After 1 month of release of the game Call of Duty Black Ops, it had been played for 68,000 years worldwide, right? Would any of you complain if this was a case about doing linear algebra? So what we're asking in the lab is, how can we leverage that power? Now, I want to step back a bit. I know most of you have had the experience of coming back home and finding your kids playing these kind of games. The name of the game is to get after your enemy, zombie, bad guys, before they get to you, right? And I'm almost sure most of you have thought, oh, come on, can't you do something more intelligent than shooting at zombies? I'd like you to put this kind of knee-jerk reaction in the context of what you would have thought if you had found your girl playing Sudoku or your boy reading Shakespeare, right? Most parents would find that great. Well, I'm not going to tell you that playing video games days in and days out is actually good for your health. It's not, and binging is never good. But I'm going to argue that in reasonable doses, actually the very game I showed you at the beginning, those action-packed shooter games, have quite powerful effects and positive effects on many different aspects of our behavior. There's not 1 week that goes without some major headlines in the media about whether video games are good or bad for you, right? You're all bombarded with that. I'd like to put this kind of Friday night bar discussion aside and get you to actually step into the lab. What we do in the lab is actually measure directly in a quantitative fashion what is the impact of video games on the brain.